Last Halloween here on KZ95, we searched long and hard throughout the state of Wyoming to find the 10 most haunting or monstrous or mysterious things in the state. This year, we are leaving Wyoming, and we're trying to find the 10 most monstrous or mysterious or haunting things in the world. The International UFO Museum and Research Center is on Main Street in Roswell, New Mexico. The original and most comprehensive museum and research library in the world for UFOs and alien abductions, not too far away from the Roswell incident of 1947. With us, the executive director from there, Julie Schuster. How are you, Julie?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Certainly.
So in early July of 1947, a rancher, Mac Brazel, and a local from the neighborhood went on a horse ride to check on some sheep, and they noticed some debris, wreckage. And that became the first incident ever reported in this area?
Well, it was the first, I don't know if it was the first incident, but it was the first incident where someone had in their possession debris from unknown origin. And so, you know, there may have been sightings before that, but people didn't report them, or there wasn't any place to report them at that time.
Can you tell us a little bit about this story, what you know about it, what might interest us about it, who haven't been down to Roswell and heard all about this?
Sure. Early July 1947, as you said, Mac Brazel, he was a ranch foreman for a ranch about 75 miles northwest of Roswell, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And following a big thunderstorm, he came across a large area of material, debris-like, metal-like things that he didn't know what it was. So a few days later, he gathered it up, brought it into the local sheriff's office. Sheriff thought it might be military. He called the base. The base sent the, for some reason lately cannot remember, Jess Marcel was the intelligence officer at the base, sent him to the sheriff's office. He went back out with Mac. And at that point, it became basically a military site as the military gathered up every piece of metal-looking stuff, anything they could possibly find. And on July 8, 1947, Lieutenant Walter Haught, who was the public information officer of the base, issued a press release under orders from the base commander saying, "We have in our possession a flying saucer." But the very next day, General Ramey of higher headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas, said, nope, it was a weather balloon, and the people just didn't know what they were seeing. And the story was kept quiet until the late 1970s, early 1980s, when leading UFO researcher Stanton Friedman started the story up, started investigating it, and from there it's just captured the curiosity of the world.
So right away, they at least it sounded like they thought it was a flying saucer. Just a couple years after World War II, did they think it might have been a plane from another country, maybe doing an attack on the U.S.?
Not necessarily an attack, but there were rumors that it could have been something left over from World War II. It could have been something that was being tested by another nation, but that's not ever been proven. The government, you know, started making statements, you know, it was a weather balloon, it was a flying saucer, it was an anthropomorphic dummy, which is a dummy that was, or a mannequin basically, that was dropped out of high altitude balloons to see how the effects of high altitude drops on individuals. And just all kinds of excuses kept coming up. And they haven't ever stuck with the same explanation.
Have there ever been any comparable incidents since then?
There's, in Roswell, not that to my knowledge, but there have been incidents all over the world. There's reported sightings, there's reported contact, abductions, you know, just you name it, and they're happening pretty much all the time around the world.
And what could we find when we hit your guys' museum down in New Mexico?
Oh, as much information as you want to know about UFOs and the Roswell incident. We one of our goals is to not try to convince anybody that extraterrestrials or the Roswell incident or anything to do with UFOs is necessarily a fact. We want people to come in and make up their own minds, to walk in and say, okay, I didn't know that, or, you know, look at things. We have lots of displays on information from individuals. You know, unfortunately, thanks to the cover-up, there are no actual pictures of the incident in Roswell or actual pieces of the craft. So we try to present both sides. We say, you know, we do have an anthropomorphic dummy, one of the ones that was dropped out of a plane, and they weren't until the early 1950s. But we've actually got one of those, so you can say, okay, does that look like an alien body or whatever? And we have information on crop circles. We have information on abductions. We have ancient cultures. And then, you know, we have information in the library. A lot of people come in and they'll say, well, we saw something at this about this day and time, and we can get them on our database, and they can maybe learn more about something that they think they saw, whether other people saw it at the same time. Saw the same thing, or they will then report it if nobody has, or even if they have, then they'll come in and say, give their side of the story. So it just, each time you get more people reporting basically the same thing, then we get a lot, almost more, more credibility, or give a lot more credibility to each incident that happens.
Was there ever a picture taken back in 1947 that, obviously not, the cameras weren't around as much as they are now, but, you know, there's cameras. Was there ever a picture taken of this stuff and where the pictures were somehow missing?
You know, we don't have any proof positive that, you know, nobody has come forward and said, I was the photographer at the Roswell incident. I, you know, the military hired me or had me come out and take pictures. There's a lot of speculation on who might have been out there taking pictures. And so, yes, there is a probability or a really good possibility that either at the debris field where the craft came to rest, there were pictures taken, or when they were taken from here to Fort Worth.
But there were no locals who had a picture and said, my house was broken into and the pictures were taken?
Yes and no. I have a gentleman who has said that, yes, things were stolen out of his business. And, you know, but it was, he's very careful to talk about saying anything about it. He just doesn't want that kind of attention.
And we've been talking with Executive Director Julie Schuster of the International UFO Museum and Research Center on Main Street down there in Roswell, New Mexico. What kind of business do you get? How many tourists do you guys get a year, you think?
We get an average of 165 to 160. Well, 165 to 170,000 people a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And just right in there.
What's it cost to come in there?
For adults, it's $5.
Okay, not bad.
And you can come and go as many times during the day if you want to go come in and then leave, go have lunch. You can come back. As long as you've got your little sticker on, you can come and go as often as you want. So it's just, you know, it's interesting, and it's one of those things that hopefully, like I said, people just kind of start asking questions, saying, well, maybe, you know, and walk out scratching their heads.
All right, well, thanks for giving us some time.
You're very welcome. You all have a good weekend.